place.
Well, it says 248 Crocker Road.
Oh, I hope we get this place.
Me too. I can't wait till we move out of the dorm. I'm tired of all those little freshmen running around.
Charmaine, you are a little freshman.
Yeah, I may be little, but I'm mature for my age.
Think you're doing?
Good evening, sir. We're here to see the house for rent.
Well, be swift about it. You're interrupting my dinner.
Excuse me. It says you have a basketball court.
Where? The court.
That's nice. What about the pool and jacuzzi?
The pool. The jacuzzi.
You know some girls, this place is really growing on me.
Yeah, well, it's definitely better than that last place we saw.
Okay, open house is over.
Hey, Mr. Page, is this place still available?
For who?
For all of us, sir.
All of you? What kind of a place you think I'm running here, you little freaks?
Don't worry, sir. We're all brothers and sisters.
And stupid is written across my forehead.
Mr. Page, we're all over 18. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we know how to act. We're just looking for a place to start our adult lives.
Well, unfortunately, nobody else is interested. I want everything paid in cash. And I don't like too much noise.
Well, if you have any concerns, sir, here are 14 letters of recommendation from my professors, my last six employers, my pastor, and my nana.
That's too much noise.
Charmaine, there's one more box on the curb.
And that's where you're gonna end up if you don't start doing something around here.
I thought it was just the dorm girls that were jealous. Everybody.
I really have to live with her for another year.
Did I tell you I got another letter from Dion?
Now, the only Dion I know is some punk you dated last year that ain't even worth mentioning.
Forget it.
And what do you mean another letter, Gina? The judge said he's not supposed to contact you until that program is finished.
I know. He just sent me a Christmas card. And a Valentine's card. And a birthday card. He's risking a whole year in jail to tell me he still loves me.
I'm glad you're real flattered, Gina. But that brother beat up on you for a whole year, so don't even start tripping.
Do you think I'm stupid? I don't want to see him. Why do you think I moved out of the dorms anyway? I just hope he's getting better, that's all. But I don't want to see him.
It's real clear to me now. I'm Cinderella and y'all the two evil sisters. Eveline and Evelicia. Even got the same hairdo.
Bro, man, you got it made. Living in close quarters with three fly honeys.
Trust me, y'all. It ain't all it's cracked up to be. Open your eyes, brother. That Charmaine has a butt. Gotta make a brother lose his religion. That's
lost. Terrell, what happened to that turkey?
It was slamming. You make it?
No, I bought it with my last $7. And what happened to the chips?
Now, gal, you know you can't eat just one.
Look, I know you can't eat just one. Come on, this is not Overeaters Anonymous. Come on, Sam.
Too much noise and look at you screaming at each other. Folks running around here in the middle of the night. Keep pushing your luck and I'm kicking you out.
Mr. Page, please, we didn't mean it. We're sorry. It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again. Then who's that idiot standing in my doorway?
Dion?
Don't be mad, Honey Dip. I just had to see you.
Honey Dip?
14.
What's up? I didn't get a hello. This is for you.
How'd you find out where I moved? Well, there's a will, there's a way, I guess. You get my letters?
No. You're not supposed to be talking to me.
I know, but you look so fine.
I gotta go.
Tina, wait. I can't blame you for saying no, but don't you miss me? Just a little bit?
Yeah, Dion. I miss looking in the mirror and seeing bruises on my face.
I know. Only a fool would mess up that beautiful face. I was bugging, but I've learned. The only thing I need to control are my emotions, not my woman.
Dion,
I wish I could take back every blow I gave you. I can't. Any more than I can take away the love. Maybe I'll see you around campus.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
Do me just one favor. Take this, please.
About it.
Well, your man almost got us kicked out.
Terrell, there isn't even anything left to drink.
Enjoy.
What you need is hot water and wash these dishes. Your boy's left.
No, have a drink of cold water, Your Highness.
Hot.
Cold.
Hot.
Cold.
Well, you not scared. Gina, you broke that faucet. You're telling Mr. Page.
Oh, no, honey. I have too much on my mind right now. I can't do that.
Mm. It's on you, Charmaine.
What do you mean? I don't want to go.
All right. See, I ain't scared of him. I'm a man. And I make decisions. We'll all go. No answer. Mr. Page. Mr. Page. Mr. Page.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Mama!
Mr. Page, we had a little accident.
You just moved in!
It was Gina's fault!
Charmaine!
You only did I see that!
Oh, my God!
Yo, sweet nuts! Yo, sweet nuts!
What?
I knew it. Langston Sweet Knuckles Page. This man's a legend, yo.
Yeah, so is Jack the Ripper Terrell.
Yo, check this out. Here he is with Hank Aaron, Roberto Clemente. Damn! But no one's heard from Sweet Knuckles in years.
You know why they call me Sweet Knuckles? Because if anybody tried sliding into home plate, they'd find my fist in their mouth. I don't like it when people get too close.
But Mr. Page, the first time I saw you at a baseball game was when I was young. My father took me to see you and the A's play the Yankees. See, everybody said he played best when he got mad. So that day, his teammates put peppers in his chew in the back. I remember that day.
It was hot sauce. Huh. If you're gonna tell a story, tell it right.
Hot sauce.
The sports pages said Sweet Knuckles is washed up. That day, the fans booed me when I stepped up to the plate. You see, the only record I ever broke was getting struck out more than anybody in the history of major leagues. And baseball was getting ready to kick me out.
Well, not without your last hurrah, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it was. Hurrah! Thank you. That day, Southpaw Seager was on the mound. He throws his first pitch. We kiss that baby goodbye. Then they bring in a relief pitcher, but it don't matter.
Don't matter.
Woof! Another home run.
Okay.
Now the fans start booing the pitcher because he deliberately walks me the next time I come up to the plate. You better walk me, Stevens, because if I swing again. Yeah, well, That was a good day.
Well, why aren't you coaching a team or something?
Yeah, yeah, how'd you go from being a major league ball player to a farmhouse landlord?
What Miss Personality means is, what you doing now?
Well, what else would I do? I've done everything you can imagine. Race car driving, own a restaurant, even cut an album. Sweet sounds of Sweet Knuckles Page. Sold 50 copies.
Well, now, 50, that's not bad for your first recording.
My mother bought 49.
You must get bored down here in the basement with TV dinners and your pictures. I mean, not to mention lonely.
Oh, I see you got me all figured out, huh? I'm just a miserable, lonely, forgotten man that ain't got nothing to live for. Well, maybe.
Nah. Nah, there's got to be something that you can get hyped about.
Well, I always wanted to be one of those cats who flew to the moon.
Strike one.
And when I was younger, I thought about being a college punk like you.
Well, there you go.
Punk?
My folks always wanted me to go. But I had baseball on my mind.
Older people go back to college every day.
Yay, Mr. Page, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Look. Number one. Upstairs is probably flooded by now. Number two, you're crazy.
Yo, just think about it, Mr. Page. At least come out of one of my classes. Check out my sociology class tomorrow. What do you say?
I don't know about all of this, y'all.
Oh, no, you're right.
Hey, T, who's homeboy sitting next to you? Your daddy?
Actually, I'm your daddy. Let me know when you want the details.
Good morning, Dr. Redding.
Good morning, Terrell.
I have a friend who's thinking of coming to college, and I thought maybe he could audit your class today.
All right, send him up.
Cool. It's on you.
Eileen?
You will address me as Dr. Langston! Langston, is that you?
Last I checked.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd check this college thing out. What about you? The last I heard you were in Chicago.
I was, 15 years ago. I can't believe this.
I can't believe it either.
Well, I guess that means I can stay.
Well, take a seat, Mr. Page.
Yeah,
well, let's continue with the week's lesson, which is
the feminist movement.
Right. I knew that.
And if I may say so myself, the quote-unquote feminist movement had very little to do with the struggle of African-American women.
Now, you got that right. See, sisters had no choice but to work.
True, very true. And that's why Angela Davis separates our struggle from the feminist movement. Right. And what is it called?
Overreacting. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are, Mr. Page. It's called womanism.
That's right, womanism. Oh, man. Stop. Woman wrong like that.
Yes, Mr. Page?
In regards to this womanism thing, too often I think women are scared of passionate men who want to love their ladies, take care of their ladies, and treat them like a queen.
I'm a man and I got chills.
Interesting perspective. But let's remember, men shouldn't be threatened by a woman who is able to take care of herself.
That's right.
You see, Mr. Page, you don't need a king in order to be a queen.
You haven't changed. I still have to let you get the last word.
And you haven't changed either. I can't believe you're still wearing that same French cologne. And you think you can let a woman do something.
I didn't let you marry another man, but you did.
Respectfully, sir, you let me the minute you married baseball. I never cared much for being benched.
Well, maybe you're right. They said I was a decent catcher, yet I managed to let you slip through my fingers.
That you did, sweetheart.
Mom passed away 2 years ago. Daddy decided to go back to Montserrat. The house is pretty empty without me.
Is that why you decided to rent to my students?
That and I needed the cash.
About this college thing, what are your plans?
I don't know. I thought I'd give it a shot. Why? You think it's too late?
It's never too late.
What are we talking here?
I don't know. What are we talking here?
You know, we were really something back in those years.
Well, it's been nice seeing
Enrique.
Oh, by the way, I love your album.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll play it tonight.
Yo, 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 Mr. Page. Look like you and the dog had a little fire burning one time.
We used to know each other.
I bet you poured much honeys in your day.
Day ain't over yet, my boy.
Peter, man.
Hey. I just came to feed my girl. Two sides with mayo, no mustard, Dijon onions.
Dion, I should have told you last night. I want you to stay away from me.
Tina, why are you being so uptight? You scared of me? Or is it that you still love me?
Dion, just leave me alone, please.
No, father! I can't.
Hey, you just sit down here, my girl. Okay.
What the hell are you doing?
Don't mind me. I'm just having my lunch.
I don't think you understand. I bought that.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. Next time, tell him to hold the pickles, okay?
Enough respect, but we're trying to talk. You know what I'm saying? What's up with your landlord?
I'm a father.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, baby, who's this guy? Wait a minute. This is that Dion punk, isn't it?
Pop, this is Bob Barker Jones. That's his name.
Oh, well, if I ever see that kid, he thinks he's got a temper. I mean, what kind of a man would hit a woman? Back, know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was nice meeting you, Mr. DeVoe. I'll see you later, Gina.
No, you won't. Good luck with the program. Thank you, Dad.
You sweat. Truth is, I love pickles.